So if you come in, now, I mean, I think of men, sometimes I'll tell a man, you look sharp today. Now then, it depends on his replies whether I ever tell him that again. If he flips it open and says, yeah, Neiman Marcus, $1,500. Forget it. I won't ever tell him he looks nice again. You know, because if he does that, I will say, J.C. Penney, $79. I'm not trying to impress you with my fancy clothes. You know, I'm just not that kind of guy. Never have been. I mean, during the week around here, you might, I don't think I brought one today. But anyway, wow, praise the Lord, thank you. But I don't think that the Lord bless this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. When people see me in the course of the week, maybe I'm a little bit too rough. I mean, when I'm working on this building and got mud all over me and, you know, everything else, or I've been out there welding, building beams or something, and the welds all fell down on me and burned holes in my shirt and everything else. Somebody says, who are you? And I, if I'm with them and somebody comes and they say, well, this is my pastor, I said, oh, Lord. But I'm not trying to impress somebody, but, you know, when I'm working, I'm working. You know, and when I come to church, I come to church, you know. And so I do try to dress up fairly nice. I don't wear expensive clothes, but I do want to look decent for the Lord when I do come to church. But I want to obey Him and do what He says. Because now He had some instruction for the men, and now He has some instruction for the ladies. Then let's see what He says in 11 and 13. Women should listen and learn quietly and submissively. I do not let the woman teach men or have authority over them. Let them listen quietly. Now then, you would think, does that mean a woman can't teach in a church? Did you know that there is doctrines out there where women are not allowed to do anything in a church because of some of these scriptures that are misunderstood? But I want you to see the next two verses, what they say. For God made Adam first, and afterward He made Eve. Now, what is He talking about here? Just a man and a woman, or a husband and a wife? He is talking both, but about this man and this woman were married. This was the first couple. And He said, and it was the woman, not Adam, who was deceived by Satan, and sin was the result. Now, I will have to say, I remember one time one of these preachers that I talk about that's on national television, I heard him make a statement one time. He said, when I get to heaven, the first thing I'm going to do is kick Adam in the shins. I know he was kidding. Or at least I hope he was. But I thought to myself, technically speaking, if when you get to heaven, if you're going to kick Adam in the shin, you should start with his wife Eve. She's the one that made the mistake. But I don't think that's God's way, do you? Wow. Thank you, Lord. But it is a fact. It says, for God made Adam first, and afterward He made Eve. And it was the woman, not Adam, who was deceived by Satan, and sin was the result. Now, verse 15, but women will be saved through childbearing and by continuing to live in faith, love, holiness, and modesty. So you see there is some requirements, pretty stringent requirements for the woman. Now then, a lot of women have a problem with those verses back up there. Go back up a couple of days where we talk about the woman must be silent. Women should listen and learn quietly and submissively. I do not let women teach men or have authority over them. Let them listen quietly. Now, there's a fallacy in the Greek here. There is no separate word for woman and wife. It's the same word when the Greek's talking about a woman as it is when he's talking about a wife. So you have to be very careful. You need to take it all into context. as to what he's saying. So this should be, as far as I'm concerned, this should be wives, not women. It should say wives should listen and learn quietly and submissively. Because when it says submissively, ladies, who in the church do you have to be submissive to? All men? No. You have to be submissive to one man. And who is that one man? Your husband. That's exactly right. So he says, wives should listen and learn quietly and submissively. I do not let the wife teach the husband or have authority over him. Let them listen quietly. Now then, would that line up with other scripture? Yes, it would. Now then, what if you say, well, I'm not married? Well, praise God. Then, you know, you have no problem. You don't have to be submissive to no man. No man. Only Jesus Christ and the Father. But you have to be submissive to Him. I'm talking about an earthly man now when I say, you as a lady, if you're not married, you do not have to be submissive. And we'll go through some of those scriptures that will prove to you today, you know, that you have all legal right to do everything that anybody else has legal right to do. You are not being dominated over by some man. But now there is some people in a church that'll make you think as a woman, you can't do nothing. You're a nothing. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of them like that out there, but that's not what the scripture teaches. When you get into this in detail, you'll run into some of these other scriptures. And let's turn to 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 12. First Peter 3, verses 1 through 12. In the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Now, see, this is clear, isn't it? This is clear. This is the Word of God. In other words, this is God's Word. He wrote this book. When He says, I want men, when you assemble, to raise your hands up and be holy in church, He's talking to us, guys. You know, He's talking to you and me. And that's what He expects. And that's what He's going to hold us accountable for. He has a lot of things in here for both men and women, and then wives and husbands. But in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands. Every woman that's married, if she wants to have a good life on this earth, if she will submit to the Word of God, she would be amazed at how God would bless her if she would be the woman that God called her to be and be submissive to one man on the earth, her husband. But this is Scripture. In the same way, you wives must, not if you want to be, but must accept the authority of your husbands. Now, technically speaking, a woman should know these things, and when she gets married, and it ought to be her goal to be submissive to her husband. That is God's way. And if it is, the marriage will be blessed, the wife will be blessed, and many, the children will be blessed. And it says, even as those who refuse to accept the good news, your godly lives will speak to them better than any words. They will be won over by watching your pure godly behavior. Now, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands, even those husbands who refuse to accept the good news. Now, some of you women were very unfortunately dealt with. Some of you were a Christian woman and you married some guy that was not a Christian. Now, of course, God told you in His Word not to do that, but you didn't know that. And so you went with some guy and you met him and you thought, man, this is the love of my life. Look at this handsome hunk of man. And he's a hard worker. He drives a nice car. I know he could provide good for me. Man, I want him to be my husband. And that was the criteria you looked at to make this guy your husband. And somebody comes along and said, well, is he a Christian? Said, well, I don't know. I didn't ask him that. What? You're thinking about marrying this critter? And you don't even know if he's a Christian yet? Well, no, if he's not, I'll make him one. Now, forget that, girls. That's not the way it works. You know, and then how many women have I ministered to later that they thought, you know, that they loved this man so much they could just eat him up, and 6 months after they married this heathen, they wished they had to eat him up, you know, because he's a terror. You know, some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have children that have married into deals like this, and it just, they've had a rotten life. But we don't tell our children, you know, hey, first thing, first question. That's just like my own daughter. When she was still alive, when her had her first date, there was a young boy come to the house to pick her up. And when he come out there, he came to the door, and I said, come on in, son. Let's me and you go out and sit in a swing on the front porch for a few minutes. And Amanda was petrified. So me and him went out there, and I talked to him. My first question, are you a Christian? Do you go to church? I found out a lot of things about this young boy. Whenever Amanda, I only allowed her to be gone a little while. And then when she came back, she said, Daddy, I can't believe you asked him all those questions. I said, well, believe it. It happened. And I said, it's going to happen every time. You know, because who does Daddy have his interest in? Her, that little daughter of mine. Yes, you know, I love that little critter. Well, she may not know that or understand that, but my heart, I love that little girl. And some of you that have had little girls, you know what I mean. You love your children, and you don't want them to get off on a tangent. Now, if I'd have just let any old boy come and pick her up and take her off and never question or not, what would that tell you about me and my daughter? That's right. I don't even like her. That's right, Tom. I don't love her. I don't like her. Nothing, right? No daughter, no daddy should do that, should he? Absolutely not. But it says, in the same way, you wives must accept the authority of your husbands, even those who refuse to accept the good news. When you marry him, you fall under his dominion. You have to be submissive to him, according to God's word. And then he says, your godly life will speak to them better than any words. They will be won over by watching your pure godly behavior. And how many wives have I seen that marry some guy and they want to tell him how to do everything? Why don't you go to church with me Sunday? Some of them really are not nice about the way they ask. You know. You want to know why things are going wrong in your life? Well, you're a heathen, you know. You're out there doing things wrong. You need to go to church with me. Maybe God can straighten you up. I'm not even sure he could help you, but we could go see. I've heard women talk to their husbands like that. They ain't never going to have a good life. They're never going to have a good life. But the Lord says, they will be won over by watching your pure godly behavior.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.